Joining me this afternoon is a phenomenal independent artist from Coppell in the DFW area. She's been refining her sound on the road for many years and has self-released, about four albums. The latest EP is titled Evolve. She's a graduate of Berklee College of Music, and you can catch her performing live tonight at 8 in downtown Sulphur Springs at the 30 East Music Festival. Joining me via telephone right now, it's a treat to welcome back to Notably Texan, Emily Elbert. Emily, how are you today?
Thanks, Matt. I'm doing great. Looking forward to coming out to Sulphur Springs tonight.
Absolutely, and very excited to see that there's going to be a little break in the weather for that show tonight. So,
me too.
So no reason for folks not to enjoy the show. It's a free live show in downtown Sulphur Springs, and folks have got to take advantage of opportunities like this when you've got a great chance to catch an artist that we play all the time here on Notably Texan. Well, I was looking back. It's been almost a year since we spoke on the show, Emily. It was April of last year when we talked, interestingly enough. But you've been a busy gal, actually, since last April. I think you just took part in a Guitar Center singer-songwriter competition, didn't you?
I did, yeah. That just finished up earlier this month.
Cool. Tell me a little bit about that. How does that work? I mean, do you have to kind of enter into that, or do they go out and seek out the artists who they think should be on this?
Yeah, no, it's up to the artist to kind of work your way in, you know.
Sure.
It started out with about 10,000 entries online. And, you know, you created a channel for yourself by posting a YouTube video of the music.
I see.
And doing little blogs. And so then from those, it was just under 10,000 people voted by watching the videos.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, my role in it was largely just trying to reach out to people and say, hey, check this out, you know, vote every day if you can, and that sort of thing. And people were so just supportive and kind and, you know, and sharing and all that stuff, which is so helpful. And
yeah.
Got a lot of great got a lot of great support from East, coming from East Texas, too.
Good.
And yeah, so that was really cool. And that's how the top 100 were decided from
okay.
the 10,000. And then Don Was, who's a great producer, who's
oh, yeah.
produced like Bob Dylan and John Mayer and all these really fabulous artists, he picked the top 10 out of that 100.
Oh, wow.
And we had the finals on March 1st in Hollywood. And he picked the grand prize winner was Tess Henley, who's a great songwriter out of Washington. But we all got a chance to play one song out there, and it was a really cool competition, and all the artists are really great. So.
That's fantastic. And as you pointed out in some of your social media posts, you know, even though you didn't come out with the grand prize, great opportunity and great to work with Don Was, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't actually
well,
you know,
right.
doing work together, but. It's nice to be connected now, and you know, it was great to get to play for him and get to talk to him a bit.
No doubt. Well, it's great exposure nonetheless, and no doubt you've garnered some new fans from all of that, and that's really cool to know that that fans were so involved with that. You know, I mean, of course, in this day and age of people growing up assuming that all that all stars are made from television talent shows like American Idol and everything, which is not the case, young ones. That's not actually how it works. But anyway, so people are so used to getting to take part, if be it through their phone or through their computer, and kind of weigh in on this stuff. So that's a great way for folks to take part in that and you know, show appreciation for your music. That's cool.
Sure. It's, you know, it's a cool thing, too, because even though, you know, I've been, my career for the last 7 years or so has been independent in a sense that, you know, nobody else is footing the bill or booking
right.
the shows or that sort of thing. But it really does take a village, you know, like a huge part of me getting to play music is the people who share it and support it and that sort of thing. So it's just, it's cool to get to have that relationship with people.
Well, I totally understand. You know, I know how that feels because I really enjoy sharing your music with Northeast
Thanks.
Texas here on the show. You know, I was late to the party. I didn't get your stuff until it was probably around last year in April when we talked that I got all of your releases in at the time. And man, I was so upset that I hadn't been playing you more until then. So I haven't been able to keep you off our playlist since I got your stuff in, and you are a Texas treasure.
Oh, thanks, Thanks, Matt.
We're glad to have you making the music that you are, and you've certainly taken your music well outside of North Texas. was it your U.S. Embassy tours, I'm assuming, that took you to something like 15 countries around the planet?
Well, I did a couple of. I haven't done many. Like, I don't know. It's all been independent, but in a few countries, I have done tours for the embassy.
Okay.
In Thailand and Indonesia, Israel, Palestine.
Wow.
In those countries I've done, and Scotland, I've done performances and workshops for the embassy. And then I've done, you know, independent shows in other regions.
That's interesting. And I'm assuming, you know, I've talked to other Texas artists who have ventured outside of the States to play their stuff overseas. And I'm assuming that you're somewhat enamored as a Texan when you go over to some of these European countries.
Sure. Well, European and, you know, I mean, in the last couple of years, I spent more time like in Southeast Asia and the Middle East and, you know, like Caribbean and South America. And, you know, I mean, it's a great, big, fascinating world out there. And the more, you know, the more time you spend outside of your own backyard, the more you learn to appreciate where you grew up too. So it's kind of a double-edged sword because I mean, I'm crazy about traveling and learning more about other cultures and connecting with people from different backgrounds. And it also helps me to understand who I am and where I came from on a deeper level.
That's very cool. Emily Elbert is my guest today, and regular Notably Texan listeners are certainly no strangers to your music. Emily, with your kind of blending of soul, funk, and jazz, and a voice, honestly, that far outweighs your years. I think you've created a really unique and distinctive sound, I got to say.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, and this latest indie release of yours is titled Evolve. And honestly, I think that really kind of describes what your talents have done over the past few years. I can really hear how your songs have morphed and become kind of more complex as these albums roll out.
Cool. I'm glad to hear you say that. Yeah. I mean, you know, my most favorite artists of all kind of carved out sonic styles and niches of their own. And, you know, I mean, that's just what I aspire to do, is take all of these things that I'm inspired by, you know, coming from different corners of the world, and just kind of fuse them all together through my own filter. So I'm glad to hear you say that. Thanks.
Well, I'm really curious because around the time I started hearing your stuff, this was when you had already gone off to Berkeley and everything. I mean, did your experience there at Berklee College of Music drastically change the way you created music? I mean, was the stuff you were making before you went to college, did it sound a lot different than what we're hearing today?
I mean, it definitely comes from the same place.
Okay.
You know, Berklee was hugely inspiring and really transformative for me, in a sense that growing up, I never played music with other people.
Oh, okay.
I was really shy, but about singing, but I didn't know other musicians that were my age, you know? And so going to Berklee, you know, I mean, I didn't really officially study guitar or voice or songwriting.
Okay.
But the thing was, I was so immersed in this community of people coming from all different stylistic backgrounds, and just, you know, getting to share that and share music with people and to communicate in that way was really hugely influential on just the way that I listen and, you know, the things that turn my brain on. And so, yeah, it really tuned me into a lot of new ideas.
I can imagine.
You know, I look back, I'm at my family's house outside of Dallas right now in Coppell, getting ready to head out to Stroke Springs. And I was cleaning through my old bookshelves yesterday, and I found all of these, you know, notebook after notebook after notebook of, like, high school era songs that I'd written.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I read a lot of things that I still see so echoed in what I'm doing now, and, like, just kind of looking at it through the lens that of where I am now, it's like, it's there's all this foreshadowing, and it really, you know, the core is the same.
Really? That doesn't surprise me, you know. I mean, we don't change that much. We think that we do, but sometimes you can go back and look at something that that you wrote or created way long ago, and you'll be surprised at how similar it is to what you're doing now. That's great. Emily, your singing and guitar are great as always, and you got a killer backing band on this new EP, which is called Evolve. Are these some of the same guys that you've worked with on previous albums?
A bit, you know. I mean, we've all been part of, you know, different communities that have intertwined before. But since I travel so much and I don't really have, like, one home base, I've never had one solid lineup. So it always is kind of like this amorphous variation. But this project, the bass player I had worked with before.
Okay.
And he did some recording on my previous two albums. And I admire him so much, and he's a fabulous musician in person. And the keyboardist was new. He played a lot of organ and Rhodes on this record, and he's a great songwriter in his own right, Josh Hari and Jake Sherman, respectively.
Yes.
And then the drummer I'd never played with before, but I'd been hearing him for a long time, and he's great. And the guy who co-produced it with me, we've known each other for... since we were 17 and always dreamed about working together. And finally I was like, all right, Dan, this is the time. And so, it's a great time right now to, you know, as I'm 25. And so a lot of my peers finished college in the last few years, you know, or so. And so everybody's really kind of coming into their own or beginning to.
Right.
And so it's a cool time for some, you know, collaboration, cross-pollination, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. Emily Elbert joins us via telephone today. She is getting ready for a show in Sulphur Springs tonight. Emily, I wanted to play the title cut from this latest EP, Evolve. And I got to tell you, and I certainly, you know, this is just how I interpreted this tune. And take no offense to this if you don't like any of these artists. But when I play this, I'm reminded of songs by, and this is just what came to my mind, Jamiroquai. Your voice kind of sounds like Macy Gray on this one a little bit. And even some Stevie Wonder influences in here.
I hope that
you take that as a compliment.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you feel like, and you say you love all these artists, so obviously that inspiration is in your head somewhere on this stuff. Do you set out to sort of create sound like the some of those aforementioned artists?
I mean, I don't know if necessarily it was like there's like deliberate decisions.
Sure.
Like I'm gonna make a Jamiroquai tune,
right,
or anything like that. But with the exception of maybe Stevie Wonder, because he's my favorite musician of all time.
Okay.
It all seeps in and mixes together and finds ways to work itself out. And I kind of take it as my job is just to like keep my door open to all kinds of sounds and just keep my writing and playing muscles warmed up and active enough to where if it wants to come out, it can, and I can coax it, you know?
No, that's cool. I like that.
But I love all of those artists. Absolutely.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, let's see if folks agree with my assessment that this tune Evolve kind of harkens some of those artists, Jamiroquai, Stevie Wonder. I might be stretching a little on the Macy Gray, but I don't know, something about your voice on this tune was a little bit reminiscent of Macy, so and that's a compliment, I assure you. But
only I had her hair.
Right. Let's check out this tune Evolve by my guest Emily Elbert, who you can catch playing a free live show tonight in downtown Sulphur Springs at 8. And we're going to come back and talk more with Emily. This is Notably Texan on your station, 88.9 KETR. This is Evolve by Emily Elbert.
There's a piece, there's a part, there's a flicker, there's a spark that burns in awe, and it twists.
That's the title cut from the new EP Evolve by Texas' own Emily Elbert, and you're listening to 88.9 KETR. Reminder that a free show is taking place tonight on the downtown Sulphur Springs Square. Emily is going to perform at 8. This is part of the 30 East Music Festival, which is kicking off tonight and will continue tomorrow and Saturday. Emily Elbert is my guest via telephone from Capel here this afternoon, and glad to have you back with me here, Emily.
Thanks. Glad to be back.
For the internet savvy out there, I've noticed, Emily, that you are quite active on social media. You are at Emily Elbert on Twitter and Facebook.com/EmilyElbertMusic. Since it's kind of been prevalent a lot of your life, honestly, and I can say this since I'm 40 years old and you're a whippersnapper to me, Emily. But anyway, it's been prevalent a lot of your life. You might take for granted this kind of open avenue of conversation that you have with your fans, which was honestly, it was unheard of even like 10 years ago.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, most of the lifespan of my career, I have had social media to integrate into what I do.
Right.
And I'm not aware of the value of that, but really, I hold it in pretty high regard and pretty close to my heart because I've been able to do this independently, and it's because of largely the fact that, you know, I mean, it used to be the big businesses owned the musicians and they were, you know, I wasn't allowed to be in direct contact or anything like that. But today, there's no middleman. There's no fourth wall.
That's right.
It's direct and it's a real relationship as opposed to, just coming from a corporate structure or just coming from a marketing angle. It's, you can pose real questions and get real feedback and share in real time. And all of those things, I think are really conducive to having a more, a more genuine experience. And it's valuable for both for listeners and for me. I get a lot of inspiration from the support and the feedback that I get online. And it's so cool because it kind of levels the playing field and it enables me to share and be connected to people from all different kinds of backgrounds and all around the world. And it's a very powerful thing.
No question about it. And I mentioned this before we went on the air, but I was excited to see a photo that you recently posted with our buddy Cass Haley.
Yeah.
Cass is so awesome.
Cass is incredible. He's such a warm, genuine person, and his music is really powerful.
What was
for anybody who doesn't know him, Cass is from Paris, Texas.
Yeah.
Cass and I think just met out in Paris. They have a great venue there called That Guy's Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But I think previously Cass had seen my videos on YouTube, and that was my awareness of Cass too.
Oh, wow.
We had just kind of seen each other's YouTube videos, and ultimately, found a way to connect, which is how a lot of those things happen nowadays.
That's true.
And then last week, Cass had met another one of a dear friend of mine from college through sharing music online, and they're on tour together, and I saw him at South by Southwest, and, it's hyper-connectivity, but I love Cass.
It is an amazing interconnected world, and the networking that we're able to do between musicians alone these days is just spectacular. So it's always exciting for me to see these interconnections between all these different artists that we play here on Notably Texan.
Totally.
Now, here on 88.9 KETR, we are a listener-supported public radio station. Emily, I would imagine that some of your greatest supporters out there in the radio world are probably the non-commercial stations across the country. Would I be correct?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm really grateful, for the support that public radio has shown my music, but also just for having public media in my life. My family are all pretty religious listeners to public radio stations. And, my brother and I grew up listening to public radio and soaking in public media. And it's so important, really the whole holistic entity of it, from creative children's programming to objective news and just programming that challenges and has integrity. It's really enriched my life.
And, there are, it's kind of an interesting thing out there that I've learned in all my years with public radios that there are listeners out there who obviously folks who get public radio. And then there are some folks who are like, yeah, I don't get public radio, so it must not be for me. I guess that, there are some folks who have just, over the years they have learned to kind of become accustomed to the whole bubblegum pop thing and being force-fed the same four or five songs an hour and then enduring, you know, 15 minutes of advertisement so you can hear those same four or five songs again. But, you know, the folks who get it, you know, really understand that we've got a special cool thing going on listener-supported radio.
Absolutely.
Now,
yeah.
No, please go right ahead if you had a comment.
I think it's so valuable to expose yourself to, you know, all different kinds of potential influences. And, I mean, you don't know until you've checked it all out. And public radio, it has, you know, good diversity of programming, and it turns you on to a lot of cool stuff.
No doubt about it. We've got something for everyone in our weekly programming here on KETR. And for some folks out there, it might not be clear why it's important for a listener to contribute to their local station. Because, you know, to the listener out there, they're like, hey, I turn on the radio every time and it's always there. I've heard them asking for my donations before and I didn't do it, but they're still there. So Emily, why does it even matter for a fan of KETR, for instance, to contribute to this local radio station?
Well, I mean, we can't, I think maybe with the idea that, you know, you turn it on, it's always there. It can't always be on somebody else's shoulders. You know, sometimes our government isn't looking out for public media as much as they should be, maybe. And so it is up to us. And it's also, you know, it's rewarding to know that you're contributing to something like that. Growing up, every year, that's what my mom wants for her birthday is a, you know, an NPR subscription.
Oh, cool.
To be a member. And, you know, it's just, it's a good thing to be a part of. It's one of our better accomplishments as American society.
Without a doubt. Yeah. And a lot of folks, we really do hear this kind of resounding sentiment from folks that have given to the station that they really do feel better every time they listen. They know that they've had a hand in keeping things going strong at a radio station. And, you know, if you've ever given to any sort of charitable anything out there in the world, you know that it makes you feel better. And this is one of those things that we think is worth supporting. You certainly don't have to break the bank to make a contribution to public radio either. You know, I mean, some folks hear us asking for money and they think that, oh, well, I don't have hundreds of thousands of dollars. I say hundreds or thousands, not hundreds of thousands either. But some folks are thinking, I just don't have enough to make a difference. But it really isn't always about the large contributions. Sometimes it's about every listener just chipping in a little bit, right?
Sure. Give what you can.
I mean, you know, even though, of course, you and I do different things, I mean, we're a public station, we're not-for-profit, and I've heard artists joke, of course, that independent artists are not-for-profit either because you never make a profit, but I'm just joking, of course. I took that from another artist, but, I mean, we're doing similar things here where we're all out there just trying to get our little piece of the pie, if you will. You know, you're out there touring, doing your thing, you know. When folks go and pay to see you, obviously all the proceeds from those tickets don't go into your pocket. You're getting a little piece of that. So you know, it's a similar thing here where we're asking to just get a little piece of folks' budget each month. Goes a long way to keeping public radio going strong.
Sure.
And it goes a long way to supporting folks like Emily Elbert, too, who's talking to me this afternoon here on Notably Texan. What's going on for you this year, Emily? I know you're always touring. I'm assuming you'll be on the road a lot as usual.
Yeah, that's pretty safe to say. yeah, in the next, let's see, I've got tonight in Silver Springs and tomorrow in Dallas, and then next week in L.A. and then Northern California and then over to the Northeast by way of Chicago and
wow.
Then back down through Nashville and, you know, just kind of keep going.
Spending a lot of time driving around in a vehicle, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I've been just like flying and busing and training and rental carring and all
oh,
that.
Oh, wow.
But I finally just got a car, so okay. I will be spending a lot of time in.
Well,
Prius, so it won't be so bad.
Oh, very good. Well, I'm sure that you will learn to love just hanging out in a vehicle all the time. It's just one of those things that a touring artist has to do, you know?
Well, that's what public radio's for.
Hey, very good point. I like it. Oh, Emily Elbert, it's always a lot of fun to talk to you. So lots of touring going on this year. I know you're hot on the heels of this release of Evolve just at the end of last year. So you know, I'm assuming maybe next year we can look for another release from you?
Yeah, I would assume so. You know, I'm doing a lot of writing and trying to do a lot more collaborating. So I'll just keep chipping away, but won't be too long before another release.
I didn't figure it would be. You are always apt to keep us supplied with some great tunes, and I want to remind folks that they can keep up with you on social media out there. You can find Emily Elbert at Emily Elbert on Twitter. You've got the Facebook Emily Elbert Music, and you've got a website as well, EmilyElbert.com, right? Is that? It's just EmilyElbert.com.
Across the board.
Awesome. So folks can keep up with you, your tour schedules on your website out there, and this latest EP, Evolve, is available right now on iTunes, CD Baby, or you can find links at EmilyElbert.com. You're playing this free live show tonight in downtown Sulphur Springs. How cool is this to be involved with Gus over there? He's booked you in Winsboro before, but now you're playing in Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, I love Gus, and I love that place in Winsboro, Crossroads. They just have awesome history, and they've been sweet to me for a long time. And I've never played in Sulphur Springs before, but I'm excited to. I love getting to play outside too, you know, especially when we've got good weather like this.
Yeah, and they've got a beautiful downtown. If you haven't been there, you're gonna love it. They've got the recently renovated downtown square and a world famous. I know it sounds like I'm getting a little kickback for promoting Sulphur Springs here, but I swear I'm not. But they have a world famous glass bathroom, public restroom there, which sounds scary, but it's one of these double sided glass things, so you can see out from the inside, but you can't see in from the outside. So you're gonna have to check that out while you're over there.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm sure you'll add some photos on social networking of that, no doubt. Emily, yeah. It's always a treat to talk to you. I really appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule here today, and folks can catch you live tonight playing at 8 in downtown Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, my pleasure, Matt. Thanks. And yeah, looking forward to playing tonight.
I want to play you out with, I want to go back to an older release, Alive in Love. I love this tune, Seeds, that you've got on there. So let's plant some seeds as we play Emily Elbert out this afternoon. Emily, all the best to you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Matt. Looking forward to it.
Tell yourself anything was your fault. I couldn't love you the way I do if I didn't.